The number one best practice when using GLM is to be sure to always pair it with ground-based networks. Because both sources detect lightning in fundamentally different ways, viewing both together can give you the most holistic view of lightning activity and extent, as well as bring your attention to when one source might be having detection efficiency issues. Here is a four-panel layout example of where the top left shows the gridded GLM FED every 5 minutes with the 1 minute update. Overlaid on that is the point-based Earth Networks IC and CG flashes, or total lightning flashes, displayed every 5 minutes with the 1 minute update. Using both of these sources together can indicate how much lightning a storm is producing and can signal the future occurrence of severe weather if a sudden increase in total lightning is observed. The upper right panel shows MRMS reflectivity data at the negative 10 degrees Celsius level, along with Earth Networks IC and CG lightning data every 5 minutes with the 1 minute update. Remember that the first significant electrical charging begins when the MRMS reflectivity is greater than 35 dBZ or above the negative 10 degrees Celsius level. So this panel will help you clue in on which storms are becoming electrically active and can give you increased lead time for the first CG flash. As a quick note, instead of duplicating the Earth networks in this pane, consider varying your ground-based network source so that you can quickly cross-compare between networks. So in this panel, you may instead use Vaisala World Merge total lightning pulses so that you can really take advantage of all the lightning data in arriving at a better informed decision on lightning activity and trends. The bottom left panel is the GLM minimum flash area product, which can signal you to when convection is ramping up. And the bottom right is the GLM total optical energy, which helps you distinguish between deep convection and dimmer low-level clouds. Using all of these products together will help you maximize the valuable information that lightning data has to offer during warning operations.